Be welcome to Transurfing World. In this podcast, we break down transurfing concepts and principles. Today we got my favorite principle. This one is called the rustle of the morning stars. Stay tuned. If you don't control reality, reality will control you. Transurfing is an extremely powerful tool for creating your own reality. My name is Dennis, and this is Transurfing World, where you learn transurfing techniques and concepts that can be applied into your own reality. Be welcome. Transurfing principles. The rustle of the morning stars. When you are faced with a problem and don't know what exactly the solution is, trust your intuition. If you rely on premonitions, you are bound to make mistakes, but you will make infinitely more mistakes by only heeding the voice of reason. When you have to make a decision, no one knows what to do better than your soul. It can often be very difficult to understand what exactly your soul is trying to tell you, but you can tell unambiguously whether your soul approves of the mind's decision or not. That wave of uneasiness you feel in response to a decision made by the rational mind is a reliable criterion for the truth. Welcome back to Transurfing World. My name is Dennis, and welcome back to another episode. In this episode, we are going to go over the transurfing principle called the rustle of the morning stars. I love this concept. I remember when I first picked up the book Reality Transurfing Steps 1 to 5. This is the first chapter of the book, The Rustle of the Morning Stars. And it has to do with your inner voice, with your intuition, with your gut. We all have this inner force, inner voice. Some people call it the soul. Some people call it the heart. Some people call it God. Some people call it the gut. Some people call it, your intuition, your energy, your inner energy, whatever you want to call it, you must understand that there is something within us that can feel in a deeper way than a rational mind. In transurfing, we refer to this as the heart, as the soul. You know, how you can feel this inner energy coming out from inside. This is a very reliable source of information, and it has to do with decision making. We discussed decision making from a transurfing perspective in our previous episode, but today it's all about this concept. The rustle of the morning stars means that, as I said, there's something inside. Every one of us has this inner force, this inner voice. But we need to quiet down our external world if we really want to hear it. We really need to connect with our inner self if we want to hear it. And it makes sense. Why? Because, you know, when the mind thinks, you know, with the help of well-established signs. So, for example, symbols, words, concepts, diagrams, rules, and so on. You know, everything you've been taught to, everything, you know, since you were a little kid, you know, people, your teachers, your professors, your parents, everyone told you what to do, right? How you have to behave. How you have to behave under certain circumstances, right? When you were a kid, you know, you trusted your gut, your instincts. You know, you did what you thought it felt good, right? What you thought it was the right thing to do, what made you happy. But over the course of your life, you start, you know, narrowing down your your awareness, and also you start, you know, quieting down this inner voice. So again, the mind only thinks with the help of signs, symbols, words, concepts, rules, everything, right? But the soul, the heart, does not use these categories. The soul does not think or speak. It feels, and it knows, right? It knows what exactly is best for you. Because of this feeling, this inner connection with the world. You know, the mind is constantly overwhelmed with, you know, so many things. Everything you've been through in your mind, every single event has, you know, have shaped you in the way you think right now, right? How you think, your mind is overwhelmed with so many thoughts, with so many symbols, words, concepts. It's irrational. That's your rational mind. Your brain, your mind is your rational mind. It's gonna do only the things, you know, that make sense. And it's fine, you know, it's fine to have your rational mind, but you have to be aware when to use your rational mind, when to use your irrational mind, when to listen to your soul. Because as human beings, we want everything to make sense, right? That's how we've been programmed to. Since we were kids, as I said, we learned from books, from teachers, from professors, from our parents, from different people, and then at some point we stopped thinking. We stopped thinking and we just trusted the system. That's how your rational mind acquires knowledge. It doesn't think by itself. You have to prove it that something makes sense. So it can pass through your rational mind and then it makes sense, so you believe it. You know, there is this voice that has no words. That's a reflection without thinking. That is a sound without volume. And that's how the author of Transurfing put it. This voice with no words. This is the rustling of the morning stars. When you take attention, when you pay attention, and you really, really listen to your heart, you have to be in peace, you have to be in coherence with your heart and your mind. Once you become aware of this rustle, you can take better decisions. All right? So when let me pull out my book here and read you a paragraph from the book 78 Days of Transurfing, and it says, when the mind slackens off, intuitive feelings and knowledge can break through into consciousness. The mind gets distracted, and in this moment you sense the feelings and knowledge that are the realm of the soul. This is the rustling of the morning stars, the voice of no words, reflection without thinking, and sound without volume. If you feel certain uncharacteristic anxiety before boarding a plane, the author says, it would be wise not to board the flight. Likewise, when you first meet someone of the opposite sex and you have to persuade yourself that he or she is right for you, it's highly likely that any further relationship will not last. You know, and I'm pretty sure you've felt this, right? But maybe you didn't pay much attention to this voice, to this feeling, this inner feeling that you have no idea where it comes from, right? When you have to make a decision, when you meet someone, you know, you automatically, you feel their energy levels, right? You feel what they convey, you know? And it's the same, like when you make a decision, an important decision or any decision, you know, it's like, if something feels off, if something feels like it's not proper, you just don't have to do it. And there's no words to explain that. And that's why most you know, times we don't listen to our inner voice, because it has no words. It doesn't have anything tangible, right? And our mind is reluctant to listening to this voice because it has no words, it has no symbols, no concept, it doesn't make any sense. So why should I listen to it? And it's hard because it has the words, you know, concepts. There's no way you can explain your soul with words. That's not how the way it is, because you can teach something to your rational mind through words, through professors, through teachers, through concepts. But how do you explain something to your subconscious, to your soul, to this inner voice? There is no way whatsoever. That's why people tend to not listen to this part of our being, right? Because there is no proof. There is no words. There is no concept. It doesn't make any sense. So I'm not going to listen. I'm going to be reluctant to listen to it. That's when you go on an autopilot mode. You know, you just rely on what people have taught you. You just rely on society. You just go with, you know, I don't know, where you have to go where society leads you, because there is no way you can think by yourself. You may think, you know, that you're a thinker, that you can think by yourself, that you make your own decisions, but that's not totally right. You have to open up, open your heart, and start listening to your inner voice. Start listening to the rustle of the morning stars. This is how you do it. This is how you make better decisions. And it's hard, you know, in Transurfing, the author himself, he states it. And he says that there's no actual way to explain this concept, because there is no words. How do you explain something that has no words? That there is no way to explain it, but just to feel it. So I encourage you, like, look for no explanation. Instead, try to feel it. Try to make it, you know, a thing in your life. Make this inner voice, this rustle of the morning stars, something that is a part of your life. But don't look out for explanations. And trust me, once you find it, don't let it go. Don't let it go. Just understand that you need to be aware of this force inside. Again, there is no words to explain it. There is no words whatsoever. I just try to explain it through words. I'm not sure if I'm doing it the right way, but I just want you to understand that don't take my word for it, right? Don't take my word. Just try it yourself. In meditation, when you meditate, you know, when you connect your heart and your mind, when there is no noise inside, you can really connect with your inner self. Try to look out for this voice. When you have to make a decision and you listen, no, you don't listen. When you sense, when you feel this inner discomfort when you make a decision and you think like this is not the right thing to do because there's something inside that's telling me not to do, you know, anything, that certain thing. Just learn how to pay attention to this voice, to the rustle of the morning stars. This is a very tough and very metaphysical concept in Transurfing because, again, there's no way to explain it, but just feel it. You have to feel it yourself. Once you feel it, try to understand it, but with your own perspective, with your own words, with your own understanding of what this is. Because no one is going to come up to you and say, all right, you know, this intuitive, you know, this part of your inner body or, you know, your soul, no one's going to come up and explain it to you. You have to understand it. You have to learn it through your own experience. You have to look out for it. You have to, when you meditate, when you connect your heart, when you connect to your heart, try to look out for it. When you make a decision, be aware. Like, don't just go out, make decisions mindlessly. Be aware of what's going on in your life. Open up. Not just open your eyes, but also open your heart. Understand what's going on. Question yourself, you know. Check on yourself with your feelings, with your surroundings, with your emotions. What's triggering your dominant emotions, your dominant thoughts? start questioning yourself more, right? And start looking for the rustle of the morning stars. Again, there is no way I can explain it to you. I've tried to explain that for you here in this episode, but this is something that you have to explore yourself. All right? So this is the rustle of the morning stars. And thank you so much for listening to Transurfing World. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, please do so. We come out with transurfing concepts, techniques, and principles every single day. And if you want to learn more about transurfing, just tune in. You know, this podcast is all about that. If you got any question or you want to share any transurfing experience, you know, you can always reach out to me. Feel free to do so. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope you see you. I hope you guys have a great rest of the day. And I will see you tomorrow with another transurfing principle. Take care and bye-bye.